Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into one of those classic drum and bass moves that instantly adds energy, attitude, and a bit of jungle DNA to your track. The Ragapad Warp, workflow in Ableton Live 12. Now, when I say Ragapad, I'm talking about that vocal phrase, chant, stab, or short sample that gets warped into something halfway between a voice and an atmospheric instrument. It can sit behind your drums, answer your bass line, or rise up into a pre-drop moment and make the whole arrangement feel alive. In darker DNB, rollers, jungle, and even Euro-flavored stuff, this kind of sound is gold, because it gives you tension without needing a giant plug-in chain or a complicated sound design session. The big idea here is simple. We're going to take a raga vocal or stab, warp it tightly enough to lock with a DNB tempo, then process it so it becomes a playable FX element. Not just a sample, an actual arrangement tool. Let's start with the source material. Pick something with character. A short raga phrase, a chant, a vocal stab, even one strong syllable can work if it has attitude. The best samples usually have a bit of space around them so the consonants don't get smeared when you warp them. If it's too busy or too long, you can still make it work, but the cleaner the source, the easier the workflow. Drop the sample onto an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and open clip view. First thing, turn warp on. At DNB tempos, you're usually around 172 to 175 BPM, so the sample needs to live in that world. If the original sample wasn't recorded anywhere near that tempo, don't worry. That's exactly what warping is for. Now, here's the key choice. Pick the warp mode based on the material. If the sample is more rhythmic, more chopped, more like a stab, beats mode is often the move. If it's more vocal, more pad-like, more sustained, then Complex Pro will usually give you a smoother result. And if you're working with a phrase that has strong transients, make sure you pay attention to preserve, because you want to keep the front edge readable. Ableton can detect the segment BPM for you, but always trust your ears over the readout. If the timing feels off, correct it manually. Now let's talk about warp markers, because this is where the whole thing either starts to feel musical or starts to feel dead. A lot of people overwarp samples. They line everything up like a spreadsheet and accidentally erase the vibe. Don't do that. For raga workflow, you want to think like a drummer, not like an editor. Put your markers on the parts of the phrase that define its identity. The first strong onset, the point where the phrase pivots rhythmically, and maybe the tail if it has a held note or delay space. The goal is not perfect speech realism. The goal is controlled energy. You want the sample to feel tight enough to sit with the break, but still human enough to carry attitude. That little bit of roughness is actually the magic in jungle and darker rollers. If you're in beats mode, start with a grid preserve setting like 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how chopped the phrase feels. If it's more sustained and vocal, Complex Pro usually gives you more flexibility. You can adjust formants a little if you need more brightness or weight, but be careful. Push formants too far and the raga accent can start sounding cartoonish. A little character is great. Too much and you lose the emotional tension. At this point, the sample should already feel locked to the track, but we're not done. Now we turn it from a vocal into a pad-like FX element. Add a stock Ableton chain after the clip. A really solid starting point is EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter, then echo, then utility. Here's why that order works. EQ8 comes first so you can clear out the low end. In this style, you usually want a high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, sometimes even a little higher, depending on the arrangement. The pad should live above the kick and sub, not compete with them. Then saturator adds a bit of density. Nothing crazy. A light drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, just enough to give the sample some edge and keep it present in a busy mix. If needed, soft clip can help keep it in check. Auto filter is where you can start shaping movement. A low pass automation sweep is perfect for intro and build sections. A band pass can give you a more dubwise, focused tone if you want the sample to feel more like a call than a wash. Echo is where the thing starts to breathe. Try 1/8 or dotted 1/8, with feedback somewhere around 20-35% as a starting point. You can push it further in a build, then pull it back hard on the drop. And utility is there to keep the width under control. You can start around 80-100% width, then automate wider moments only when the arrangement has room for it. Keep the low end of the whole sound disciplined. The sub should stay centered, always. If the sample still feels too much like a vocal and not enough like a pad, duplicate the track. On one track, keep the main warped phrase. On the second, make a filtered, reverby version. Band limit that layer so it lives in the mids and highs, Then let it smear a bit. That second layer gives you atmosphere without cluttering the drum and bass core of the track. Now we get into the advanced part, making the raga pad move with the groove. This is where an audio effect rack becomes your best friend. Map macros to things like filter cutoff, echo feedback, saturator drive, reverb wetness, width, and volume. That gives you performance control over the sound, which is huge for DNB because the arrangement is all about tension and release. A few good macro ranges to start with. Filter cutoff from roughly 250 Hz up to 7 or 10K Hz. Echo feedback from around 10% to 45%. Reverb wetness from basically dry in the drop to a much wetter setting in the breakdown. Saturator drive from 0 to around 6 dB. Width from tighter, more focused sections up to wider moments before a transition. Then go into arrangement view and automate with purpose. Open the filter slowly over 4 or 8 bars into a build. Let the echo feedback rise right before the drop. Pull the reverb down hard on the downbeat so the mix punches. And widen the pad in the last couple of bars before a section change. Then narrow it again when the kick and bass return. That's the real trick. Don't just leave it looping. Make it answer the drums. A tiny syncopated chop can do a lot here. Place a short raga stab on the end of 2, or the end of 4, and let the echo throw land after the snare. That little push-pull is classic jungle energy. It gives the break something to talk to. Now let's level up even more. Resampling. Once you've got a warp chain that feels good, record it back into a new audio track. Set a new track to resampling, or route the processed track into another audio track and capture a few bars. Why do this? Because resampling commits the movement. It turns a live processing chain into editable audio that you can chop, reverse, and rearrange like a drum loop. That's huge indeed, NB. Suddenly the raga phrase is no longer just a sample. It's an arrangement element. Once you've recorded it, slice it into one bar or half bar chunks. Reverse a few tails. Pull the best bits into a rising effects phrase. Consolidate the strongest version into a clean clip. If you want it more aggressive, you can run the resampled audio through drum bus for punch, or a little redux for grain, or roar if you want a more modern distorted edge. Just keep it subtle enough that the vowel character still survives. A really good advanced move is to treat the attack and the tail separately. The front edge gives you definition. The tail gives you atmosphere. If you need to, split them and process each part differently. Maybe the attack stays dry and clear while the tail gets smashed into echo and reverb. That contrast is what makes the phrase cut through the break while still feeling spacious. Now let's place it in the arrangement properly, because this is where people often miss the mark. Raga pads work best with real DNB phrasing. Think in 8-bar blocks. For example, bars 1 to 8 could be a filtered break with a raga pad tucked low in the mix. Bars 9 to 16, open the filter more and start adding echo throws. Bars 17 to 24, maybe strip the drums back briefly and let the pad speak a little more clearly. Then right before the drop, hard filter it or mute it for a beat so the downbeat lands clean. That silence before impact matters a lot. In DNB, a one-beat vacuum can feel bigger than a giant riser if it's placed well. For darker tracks, don't use the pad like wallpaper. Use it like punctuation. One strong raga moment placed between drum fills and bass hits can define the whole section. In a roller, even a 2-bar phrase can become the hook if it's answering the break correctly. Mixing is where the idea either stays sharp or gets muddy. Use EQ8 to cut low end aggressively. If the pad feels boxy, look around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's harsh, a narrow cut somewhere in the 2.5 to 5 kHz region can help. If the pad starts stepping on the groove, a light compressor sidechain to the kick or even to the snare can open space. And definitely check the sound in mono occasionally, especially if you're pushing width. Keep the width in the upper range, but let the low mid stay controlled. This is really important if your bass line is a heavy reese or a moving neuro low mid layer. The raga pad should sit above that energy, not inside it. Here's a pro style mindset that helps a lot. Don't judge the sample solo. Judge it after processing, in the context of the drums and bass. A source that sounds thin by itself might become perfect once it's filtered, saturated, and echoed in the full mix. That brings us to a few advanced variation ideas you can use once you've got the basic workflow down. Try a dual-layer warp contrast. Duplicate the source and warp one copy in Beats, the other in Complex Pro. Keep one version tight and rhythmic, and smear the other into Atmosphere. Blend them for a more cinematic jungle texture. Try micro-chopping the phrase into very short pieces and rearranging them as a rhythmic motif. That's great if you want the raga element to function almost like percussion. Try reversing only the tail or final syllable and placing that before the hit. It creates a strong suction into fills and drop transitions. Try automating delay ducking so the echo is huge in the build and almost gone in the drop. That way the same sound feels like a different tool in different sections. And if you want extra menace, pitch one version a few semitones down. Keep one version clean and use them for different arrangement roles. Let's not forget the main lesson here though. The power of this workflow is that it gives you a reusable effects system. You're not just making a one-off sample sound cool. You're creating a controllable raga texture that can be intro atmosphere, pre-drop tension, drop support, or switch-up hook. So, quick recap.